The Prime Minister today announcing a new national cyber security strategy. It's a $230 million investment, and it equips such as the one from one analyst on Twitter today. It's never been a more exciting time to be a cyber policy analyst. The reason is we're going to them to get a bit of clarity into what the Prime Minister is announcing. With me this afternoon is Stilgherrian, who writes and falls into the aforementioned category. Stilgherrian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Louise. It has indeed been a never better time.
Interestingly, listening to the first part of his speech today, he spent a lot of time, it seems, the Prime Minister explaining what the internet was before he moved on to things. Who's he talking to, do you think?
That's a good question. I suspect his own backbenchers in many ways, many people in his own party who, he's still got a lot of older and more, shall we say, further to the right members who still see all of this internet stuff as, something weird and futuristic that the young folk are into, instead of being something that we all use in our everyday lives. It's also to frame, I think, industry and many people in big business to say, hey, the mining boom is over and fading fast, and we need to really shift Australia's economy very quickly.
When it comes to a strategy, I have to say it's something I thought we may have actually had in this nation. Does that leave us at somewhat of a shortfall on others, or do we have one?
We did have one, and it was written in 2009. So you can imagine that it needed a bit of a dust-up. Yeah. and this really coordinates a lot of stuff, some of which we were already doing and some of which we'd thought of doing. And the United States and the UK have been doing very similar things at this time. And also China, a couple of years ago, announced a fairly comprehensive and really quite sophisticated plan to push itself into a position of cyber leadership. We're going to be so sick of the word cyber by the end of this week, but by the year 2020. So in a way, it's part of a global arms race, and in a way, it's part of really addressing the quite significant increase in cybercrime, both in numbers of incidents and severity over recent years.
So he's right when he says that business needs to be more open, to be more honest about the threats that it either faces or potentially faces, to be on board with the government strategy then?
Oh, yes. Australia is one of the few major Western nations that does not have laws requiring businesses to reveal when they've been the victim of a cyber attack and lost information. Most of the United States does, Britain does, Europe does. And look, it's in the pipeline for Australian legislation, but we just have to assume that Australian businesses have been hit as hard as, anywhere else in the world. Why wouldn't they be? And it's time for them to take it pretty seriously. And look, the big businesses are the banks, the resource sector, Telstra and the big telcos and so on are aware of this. But a more broad awareness in middle-sized businesses just isn't there yet, and that's something that needs to be addressed.
What about government departments and agencies? I mean, I imagine there are so many of them. The government must have some ability to compel them to toe the line, does it?
Well, they do indeed. And the critical agencies, all of government security is overseen by the Australian Signals Directorate. We think of them as spies like America's NSA, and they certainly do plenty of that. But at the same time, again, like the NSA or Britain's GCHQ, they have a role to defend Australian government networks against attackers, whoever they might be. So that's in place. They've been doing that for some years. And in recent years, there's been a mandate to adopt, I guess, strict checklists without going into the technicalities of it. They've been given hey, you guys, particularly those like Defence or the Treasury or the Tax Office or so on, you have to meet this security standard and scrub up. And that's a process which has started well down the track, and it is continuing.
When it comes to announcing any policy, there's obviously different levels that a government can adopt and how far it's prepared to go and what exactly it's trying to do based on best models and so on. This is not an area with which I have any familiarity. When it comes to tackling the issue, do you believe that the government is taking the right approach, a strong enough approach, or the appropriate response?
Well, there's so much in this strategy. I think we need to pick apart some of the threads very quickly, because I know we only have a little bit of time. One is that there is a global shortage of talent. Where by the year 2020, the planet will be short about 1.5 million people with the kind of skills to properly defend computer networks against attackers. This strategy includes stronger links with educational institutions and industry that's going to help. It includes a cybersecurity growth centre, which is about developing Australia as a centre for, I guess, expertise and education that we can become a leader in the region. Now, that's an ambitious strategy, but it actually puts a focus around the innovation strategy that Malcolm Turnbull has already pushed as part of his prime ministership. So there's that. And all of the increased resources and coordination in the military and government sector is, again, stuff that was in train, but this kind of puts it, you know, all together in a nice, big, pretty document wrapped up in a bow before the election. So I've called it a Stop the Bites election. Please groan now.
I'm groaning internally, trust me.
Yes. But I mean, Malcolm Turnbull could never do the kind of bare-chested stop the boats message that Tony Abbott did, but this still positions Turnbull as a strong leader with a vision for the future. And, you know, here it is on the table now. We're 10 weeks out from the election. It looks to be a coherent policy. People have praised it. The consultation process was good. But the proof is in the execution. And that's going to unfold over a number of years. So, look, a sensible-looking strategy to start with, but we'll see how it unfolds.
We certainly will. Stilgarian, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
And you, Louise.
Thank you. Stilgarian writes in IT. He's on Twitter as well.